And now the game where we invite on people who've done big things to do a small thing. It's not my job. Elizabeth Warren was a law professor before becoming Massachusetts' first female senator in 2012. That went so well that she decided to join the 800 other Democrats running for president in 2020 and lasted longer than almost all of them. It's a story she tells in her new book, Persist. She joins us now with her dog, Bailey, somewhere nearby. Senator Warren, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to be here.
We're glad to have you, Senator Warren. So we do our research on this show, and we knew exactly what we needed to ask you about first.
Okay.
This is your chance to come clean. What's up with the HBO show Ballers and You? What's going on?
Are you kidding? Have you ever seen The Rock without his shirt on? Enough said.
Is that it? Is it that simple? The Rock and his, so he could have been in any show you would have watched?
No, actually, that show has a lot of layers to it. That show is about people who grew up tough. I'm serious about this. And all of a sudden, things kind of work out for him, but is it going to last forever? Are you going to break an ankle? And it's a great show.
Well, as you watch, Senator Warren, do you ever think to yourself, you know what? When I run in 2028, I might call The Rock up and have him be my vice president.
Oh, my God.
Now, that's a thought.
Telling you, we're here to help you out because we know, by the way, that you're known for having plans because throughout the yes, you always said, I got a plan. First question, did you have a plan? Or were you just saying, I got a plan, and then you're going to get to it later?
I really did have a plan. And in this new book I wrote, Persist, I talk about the fact that I had 71 juicy, fabulous, detailed plans and how the plans and the personal weave together and they get me up in the morning and into the fight, and I hope they get a whole lot more people into the fight, too.
Let me ask you a question. The book, the title Persist, comes from Mitch McConnell trying to insult you by saying that you persist.
Yep. How'd that work out for you, Mitch?
Nice. I like that. Slam. I got two questions for you. Has anyone else ever tried to insult you with a positive word, and what were those other words?
Gee, I'm running through what Michael Bloomberg said to me. No, not that I can think of. I'm sure it's happened.
Somebody must have called you smart at some point, thinking that, that was an insult.
Yeah. But prepared.
It's funny you'd mentioned that one. Yeah, sounds like someone who prepared.
Yeah, and you're like, thank you, I did.
Yeah.
Did the homework, huh? Yeah, yeah.
You know, John Boehner had a book come out recently, and when he did the audio version of the book, he talked a lot of the trash about the real stuff that was going on. Is there anybody in the Senate that you want to tell us about that you think there's some dirt?
I would, but they're all such nice people.
Oh, interesting.
That's so amazing. Interesting.
Stay tuned for the next book.
I can't wait. I have one quick question, because as I was reading your book, you talked about how when you were teaching at Harvard, you started going down to Washington and talking to them about the need for a consumer protection agency. And you said one Congress member laughed in your face. Who was that?
Oh, I'm not telling.
Oh, come on.
Senate. Once someone has decided that they are your friend and they have voted for something that you care a whole lot about, then my view is, gee, we must have been friends forever.
Nice. Nice.
Can you tell us if they're still there? Is this congressperson still active?
No hints at all. Ooh. No hints at all. But that person, truly, I mean, when I say laughed in my face, I mean, ha, 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 not in a big way. I can see that person's feelings.
Wow. Now, this is another thing you talk about in the book. When you were on the campaign trail, you became famous for taking hours and hours of selfies.
Oh, yeah.
What's a pointer you can give us on taking selfies that we should all remember the next time we do one?
It's a moment of great intimacy. And it really is. I mean that. And we always call them selfies. In fact, Nora, who's with me, would always take the picture because it looks nicer. Selfie is really, your nose never looks good in a selfie. So, you know, Nora stands, you know, just a couple of feet away and takes it. But it also is a chance for people to just say the thing that mattered to them, that they wanted to tell somebody who was running for president of the United States. I feel so blessed to have had the chance to do that. And I should say, it informed and helped shape and gave me ideas for some of the plans that we developed during the presidential race.
Wow. That's amazing. So you're meeting all these people, you're on the campaign trail. What was your favorite regional food? And what was one where you're like, I'm happy I don't have to be on the campaign trail anymore?
You can never say the second one, right? Everything is great everywhere, including some of the regional specialties. But you know, that I will say about campaigning, dang, I ate a lot of cold food. Because somebody would grab it for you while you're doing the town hall. And 3.5 hours later, when the selfie's done, I'm telling you, there's a lot of food that does not travel well.
Gelatinous lasagna.
Yeah, exactly. And it's hardened, how the cheese hardens up. Yeah, I have broken plastic forks. trying to eat lasagna that has cooled off enough. Yeah. And of course, you know, all the ice in your iced tea has melted. So now it's just lukewarm, light brown stuff.
Sounds really glamorous. you really are selling this presidential thing.
I'm telling you. Yeah, exactly. Don't miss it.
Well, Senator Warren, we've enjoyed talking to you, but we've asked you here to play a game we're calling.
Senator Warren, how about Warren Peace?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that pun was a disaster, just like Pierre Buzikov and Helen Kurigana's marriage. But we couldn't resist. So we're going to ask you three questions about Leo Tolstoy's War and Peace. Answer 2 out of 3 questions right, and you'll win our prize for one of our listeners. Bill, who is Senator Warren playing for?
Tricia Lang of Austin, Texas.
All right. Here is your first question. At over 500,000 words, War and Peace is the go-to reference for the longest book ever written. But which of these actually contains even more words? Was it A, Tolstoy's other classic, Anna Karenina, B, the strategy guide for the 2010 role-playing video game Fallout, New Vegas, or C, the fourth 50 Shades of Grey book, 5,000 More Shades of Grey?
Oh, gosh, I was hoping it was the fourth 50 Shades of Grey, but I'm afraid it's probably not. So I'm going to go with the second one.
B, yes, you are right. The strategy guide for the 2010 role-playing video game Fallout New Vegas. Nicely done. One for one.
Tricia, I'm going to do this.
You got it. Here we go. Here's your next question. Former RNC chairman Michael Steele, back when he was in a debate against other candidates for the post, said that War and Peace was his favorite book. What was his favorite quote from the book? A, nothing is so necessary for a young man as the company of intelligent women. B, it was the best of times, it was the worst of times. Or C, I could not, would not on a boat, I could not, would not with a goat.
Okay. I'm trying to think what Michael Steele might have said. Surely he didn't say it was the best of times, worst of times, because that's from Dickens. Okay, I'm going with he said it was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
Your instinct is right, Senator Warren. Yes. Yes.
Michael's too.
He said it was the best of times, it was the worst of times.
Okay.
You're right. Two for two.
Okay.
Here's your last question. Leo Tolstoy died at age 82 in a Russian train station after taking ill on the train. Why was he on the train? A, he was on his way to receive an award as Russia's greatest living writer. B, he was running away from his wife. C, he was doing research for his new book, War and Trains.
Okay, I think it's probably not C. I'm going to go with A.
You think he was on his way to receive an award as Russia's greatest living writer.
Yes, and suddenly he was disqualified.
That would have been a little sad, but it gets even sadder. He was actually running away from his wife. I guess that's one way to win an argument. Bill, how did Elizabeth Warren do on the quiz?
Senator, you got 2 of 3, and that's a 2/3 majority. You're a winner.
Oh, fabulous.
Senator Yay. Elizabeth Warren's new book is Persist. Senator Warren, thank you so much for joining us on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. We really had a great time with you.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. This is fun.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.